Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been formally declared the winner of his country's disputed presidential election. The announcement came on Monday, a day after the political opposition and the entrenched incumbent both claimed victory in the contest. The National Electoral Council, which is loyal to Maduro's ruling party, handed him a third six-year term as the leader of an economy recovering from collapse and a population desperate for change. Israel's leader is vowing retaliation after a weekend rocket attack killed a dozen children and teens in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Standing near the soccer field where the children died, Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel cannot overlook the attack and its response will come. In an unusual move, Hezbollah denied any role in the strike. The group and Israel have been exchanging fire almost daily since October, amid fears the weekend strike will turn that into an all-out war. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says there's still time for diplomacy. And while Israel has every right to respond to the attack, he says the U.S. is urging restraint. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British police said on Monday two children were stabbed to death at a Taylor Swift-themed event in northwest England, and a 17-year-old male suspect was arrested. He was held on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. Nine other children were wounded, six of them critically, and two adults were in critical condition, according to Merseyside Police Chief Serena Kennedy.
We believe that the adults who were injured were bravely trying to protect the children who were being attacked.
The motive for the attack was unclear. This is VOA News. The FBI says former U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to be interviewed as part of its investigation into his attempted assassination. A special agent said on Monday the expected interview with the 2024 Republican presidential nominee is part of the FBI's standard protocol to speak with victims of federal crimes during investigations. The FBI says Trump was struck by a bullet or bullet fragment during the July 13th assassination attempt at a campaign rally. The FBI disclosed the planned conversation with Trump as it revealed new details about the gunman, including internet searches that reveal an interest in mass shootings and the attempted assassination this year of Slovakia's prime minister. The White House announced on Monday U.S. President Joe Biden wants to make sweeping reforms to the country's Supreme Court, remaking one of America's most powerful institutions. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Biden wants Congress to adopt an 18-year term limit for Supreme Court justices. The nine members of the court currently enjoy lifetime appointments. Legislation would be required to impose term limits and an ethics code on the Supreme Court, but it is unlikely to pass the current divided Congress. Biden will also propose a constitutional amendment that makes clear that having served as president does not guarantee immunity from federal criminal indictment, trial, conviction, or sentencing. That's after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in July that Trump cannot be prosecuted for actions that were within his constitutional powers as president, in a landmark decision recognizing for the first time any form of presidential immunity from prosecution.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. It's been more than a week since U.S. President Joe Biden dropped his Democratic Party reelection bid, and Republican Party nominee Donald Trump is shifting focus to his likely opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris. VOA immigration reporter Aline Barrow says Republicans are attacking Harris's work on immigration issues, calling her a border czar.
Illegal immigration is a leading issue among Republican voters, and the Trump campaign tries to link Harris to Biden immigration policy by calling her his border czar. Theresa Cardinal Brown is the senior advisor on immigration and border policy at the Bipartisan Policy Center.
She was never named a border czar. In fact, the border was not her issue priority at all.
Leading House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans are lying about Harris because they have no plan to address challenges at the border. Lenny Barrows, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian soldiers said on Monday Russian forces have overrun two frontline villages in the eastern Donetsk region. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.